नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्यै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामनि गौरात्वेशे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा You're all welcome for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class and glorification of Sripad Ramanuja Acharya at ISKCON Sri Radha Rasbihari Temple, Juhu. this morning. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. So we are reading from English. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 17, curse by Mother Parvati to Chitraketu. So 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with 19 chapter has mostly one of the subject matter of Bhagavatam Poshan, means how Lord protect his devotees, nourishes his devotees. And Srila Prabhupada has named the 6th canto the prescribed duties of mankind. If they follow the prescribed duties, they are protected by Lord. If they don't, then they glide to the Yamadutas. That's what the name Prabhupada has given to the 6th canto. The story which we are discussing now is Parikshit Maharaj was astonished to see the deep devotion within the heart of Vritasura. Though he is an asura, he is a demon, and Vrta means who was covering all around, and so powerful that Indra was really engulfed by him within his stomach. But somehow Lord Vishnu's mercy that he has vajra made from the bones of Dadichi Rishi. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, actually Vritasur was in samadhi, already left body. Then his dead body was cut by the Indra's vajra. And there is a four wonderful verses of Vritasur Chatur Shloki. There are four wonderful verses of Vritasur's, four verses in which he is glorifying the pure devotional service. So Parikshit Maharaj said, how come such a demon has so deep devotion? Then Sukhdev Goswami is narrating the story how he became Vritasur. So he told the story of King Chitraketu. So King Chitraketu, the story we know, he was given son by Angira Rishi, then son died, then he was lamenting, then Narada and Angira Rishi came, and they actually gave him transcendental knowledge and advice to worship Sankarsana, Nilambara, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, same. And within no time, he pleased the Lord and had darshan of Lord. He directly saw the Supreme Lord, Sankarsana Nilambara. And then he was promoted up as a Vidyadharas were given and a spaceship and was traveling. But Srila Prabhupada writes, even he was traveling with Vidyadhar, he was glorifying the Supreme Lord. But at one stage, he was flying over Mount Kailash and he was surprised to see. He was astonished, world is astonished to see Lord Mahadev in the assembly of saintly devotees, Kumaras, Narada, Siddha. And he was speaking to them transcendental knowledge. But Mother Parvati was sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva and he was having one hand around her neck. So Chitraketu, out of astonishment, he's laughing loudly, not spoke any word. Then he spoke few things. He said, how he's acting like an ordinary person with the assembly of saintly person having his consort Durga on his lip. How is that? So somehow he said few words and Lord Shiva simply smiled. We know Lord Shiva is also worshipping Sankrishna. His presiding deity is Sankrishna. In 5th canto of Bhagavatam, we come across Jambu Deep and 9 verses. One of the verses is 11th verse, where Lord Shiva worship Lord Sankrishna. Chitraketu is also worshipping Sankrishna. So they both understood one another what it is. Why is Lord Shankar actually smiled? He said, "You are laughing at me, but you are also sitting with so many Vidyadhara Kanyas. You are also surrounded by so many. Why you are laughing like this?" He just smiled. But Mother Parvati become angry. So these are the verses which are starting 3 verses before. See, from 11, Mother Parvati become angry. But was this anger really like the anger to become angry means to burn somebody, to destroy somebody? No. This anger was to rectify somebody. Because the next verse says, she's addressing, "My dear son Chitraketu." And Srila Prabhupada's purport is like mother chastised the son to rectify. So she's mother. So she, today we are reading the wonderful verse in which Mother Parvati is speaking. And what a wonderful line she has spoken about the devotion of the Supreme Lord, who are capable and who are not capable. Today's verse theme is, who is qualified to take shelter of Supreme Lord's lotus feet and who is not. So forgetting what happened to Chitraketu, we have to analyze ourselves. Are we capable? Are we qualified to take shelter of lotus feet of Supreme Lord? Or we have to still rectify ourselves. Okay? So let us read this verse. It is here. Na ayam aharati vekhonta. You told 14th. Oh, no purport. Okay, 13. Then written is 13. Esham anudheya padam bhaja yugamam. Jagat gurum mangla mangalam swayam. Yah kshatra bandhu paribhoya surin. Parasti drishtas tadayam hi dandaya. Esha manudheya padam bhoja yugamam. Jagat gurum mangala mangalam swayam. Kshatra bandho paribhoya surin. Prashasti. Esham manudheya padam jayugamam. Jagat guru mangalam mangla swayam. Shashatra bandho pariboya shurim. Prashasti drishtas tadayam hi dandaya. Isha manudheya padam yujayam. Jagat Mangalam. Yakshatra bandho paribhoya sore. Yasati drishtatayam dandayaha. Manudeya padam vada yogamam. Nam guru mangala mangalam soya. Yaha kshatra bandho paribhoya surim. Prasasti tishtas tadayam hidan. Mothers. Isha manudeya padamba jayugmam. Jagat guru mangala mangalam soyam. Yaha kshatra bandho paribhoya surim. Prachasati drishtadayam hi dandayaha. Esham, of all these exalted personalities, anudheya, to be constantly meditating upon Pada Ambaja Yugamam, whose two lotus feet, Jagat Gorum, the spiritual master of the whole world, Mangala Mangalam, personification of topmost religious principle, Swayam, himself, Yaha, he who, Kshatra Bandhu, the lowest of the Kshatriyas, Paribhuyaha, overriding Surin, the demigods like Brahma and others, Prashasati, chastises Drishtas, impudent, Tat, therefore, I am this person, he indeed, Dandayaha, to be punished. So Mother Parvati is speaking, this Chitraketu is the lowest of the Kshatriyas, Kshatriya Bandhu. For he impudently overriding the Brahma and other demigods by insulting Lord Shiva, upon whose lotus feet they always meditate. It means the rest of the demigods are always meditating on the Mangala Mangalayam Soyam Shivam. Means Mangala. Shiva is personified religion and the spiritual master of entire world, and therefore Chitraketu must be punished. All the members of the assembly were exalted Brahmins and self-realized souls, but they did not say anything about the conduct of Lord Shiva, who was embracing Goddess Parvati on his lap. Those who were sitting in the assembly, the Chatushta Kumara and Narada and other exalted personalities, some rishis. Chitraketu nonetheless criticized Lord Shiva, and therefore the opinion of Parvati was that he should be punished. Well, this dand is, what type of this dand is? Let's see this verse. Now she is saying, Ayam aharati vekhunta pada mula upasarapanam sambhavita matistabadha sadhubhi paryupashitam. The next verse says, Na ayam aharati vekhunta pada mula. He is not fit, qualified to take shelter of the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, or approach the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Why? Sambhavita mati stabadha. Mati means his intelligence. And his intelligence has become puffed up. He is puffed up. Stabadha is. He is stabad. Srila Prabhupada says stabadha is impudent, considering himself highly esteemed. Then who is qualified to take shelter of Lord Vishnu's lotus feet? The verse says, Sadhu bhihi paryupa paryupasitam. Those saintly people, sadhu, those who are doing paryupasitam, paryupasitam, upasitam, paryupasitam. There's a difference. It's a very interesting word. Paryupasate. Upasate means worship. Paryupasate means worshipping just to develop the devotion and love for the Lord, not for any other return. Like pariparshanena. Not asking question for material benefit, but for asking question for transcendental inquiries in the science of love of God. Prakrishtena rupena upasate. Worshipping the Supreme Lord, those sadhu who are worshipping this, who are worshipping the Supreme Lord with devotion. The devotion anyabhyalashita sunyam, in that mood, those are qualified to approach the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. He is not fit. So it means what she wants actually. What type of punishment she wants to give. She wants to make him qualified to approach the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. That is what the one of the purport earlier Srila Prabhupada writes. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, because she cursed that he can quickly go back to Vaikuntha. This curse, this dund is like Nityananda Prabhu is saying, Raghunath, I am going to give you punishment. And what is the punishment? Feed all the Vaishnavas and then go to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this danda by Mother Parvati is making Chitraketu quickly eligible to get out of this material world, and after this Vrtasura birth he is gone back to Vaikuntha. So what she want actually to do? Because next verse, tomorrow's verse will say she is mother. She is simply rectifying him. Is not like Narada when he was cursing to the two son of Kubera, he said, am I angry? If I'm angry, then he started singing. He said, oh no, I can sing. If I sing, it means I'm not angry. You cannot sing when you are angry. So it is called Narada Geeta. So Narada is singing. And anugraha, the word is anugraha. He wanted really to benefit them. And what curse he gave? Become a tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And you will see Krishna's childhood pastimes. And after that you will be eternal associate to glorify Krishna. You are completely freed from all contamination. So such a curse of the saintly people are actually benedictions. This is very interesting that he is not fit to approach the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. The translation says, this person is puffed up because of his achievement, thinking I am the best. Achievement of his tapasya. He does not deserve to approach the shelter of the Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, which are worshipped by all the saintly persons, for he is impudent, thinking himself greatly important. So who is eligible to, Srila Prabhupada's purport is focused on who is eligible to approach the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. So that in this verse there are two aspects. The verse which has no purport, this we discussed, it glorifies Lord Shiva. Well, Parvati is glorifying Lord Shiva's position. And this verse says, because he has not offended Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva never accepted offense. You know, somebody accept offense, that is one other aspect. Lord Shiva did not accept the offense. Therefore, in one purpose, Srila Prabhupada said, it was not really offense. Chitraketu was not offensive. Daksha offended Shiva. The answer is, Daksha offended Shiva, but not Chitraketu actually. That's the analysis of Srila Prabhupada based on Chakravarti Pad's conclusion. Now, Srila Prabhupada writes in purport, if a devotee thinks that he is very much advanced in devotional service, he is considered puffed up and unfit to sit beneath the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So if the devotee thinks, I am advanced, it means he is arrogant. Then simply Srila Prabhupada is giving, this is a diagnosis. You know what is doctor's business? To diagnose the disease. If the devotee, if he is doing nice devotional service and then he is little proud, the diagnosis, now he is not fit for serving the Supreme Lord. Then what is the treatment? So you diagnose somebody's disease and then say, okay, all right, you go to the home, what is your use? You must give treatment. Vyasadeva found this, Vyasadeva on instruction of Narada, Rishi, in meditation he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead along with all his energy. Behind the Supreme Lord was the material energy Maya, which is like a shadow under the control of Supreme Lord. And completely under the control of Maya were all living entities. Then he diagnosed that all living entities are doing unearth. They are doing unearth. They are suffering. They are damaging themselves. So he diagnosed the disease. Then he wrote the treatment. And what is that? Satvat Sahanta Bhagavatam. Then he compiled Bhagavatam. He said, anybody who hears Bhagavatam, immediately Krishna Prem will awaken. And anartha upashamanam, all the damaging propensity disappears. Shoka, moha, bhaya, apaha. Then three things never appear to that. Shoka means of the past, lamentation of the past. Moha means attachment to the present things. And bhaya means future's fear. So he is free from past, present and future. Shok, moha, bhaya, apaha. All are gone. How? Simply hearing Bhagavatam. So treatment is this. So what is the treatment if somebody is arrogant? By his devotional service. Just think one moment. How can a person who meets Supreme Lord can be arrogant? Think of another person, Prachetas, initiated by Lord Shiva and Rudra Sampradaya by Rudra Geet. Under the water after austerities, they have a direct darshan of Lord Vishnu. When they came out, they saw the trees all around and they become angry. And out of their anger, because of their austerities, they were getting wind and fire from their mouth and burning everything. How can they be angry after meeting Lord Shiva and after seeing Supreme Lord? There is one repeated instruction in Bhagavatam. Even after self-realization or seeing the Supreme Lord, we need the association of devotees. They can only help us. They can only help us. Dhruva Maharaj, having darshan, came back and become king and then become angry and fighting with the yaksha. Then Swayambhu Manu has to come, his grandfather, which is one of the Mahajan, to pacify him. Parchetas become angry, then moon came down. And afterward, Narada came and revived their Krishna consciousness. Yeah. You say, Prahlad, Bali Maharaj directly, Vamandev is talking to the Bali Maharaj, see the fortune of Bali Maharaj, that Ganga is coming after washing the right big toe of Vamandev and then falling into the Karmandal of Brahmaji, then falling on the head of Lord Shiva. But here this Bali Maharaj is so fortunate, directly washing the lotus feet of Vaman and putting the water on his head. How fortunate he is. He is one of the Mahajan Bali. But when Bali Maharaj was sent to the Sutal Lok, Supreme Lord said, Prahlad, you go and give him association. He called Prahlad and said, go and give him association. This is what Mahaprabhu said, Bhakti Janam Haite Bhakta Sange. the devotional service really take place only by association of devotee. The birth of devotion take place by association of devotee. Even after perfection, bhakta sangha mukhya anga, even after perfection, even after having a direct darshan of Supreme Lord, the association of devotees is most important. So this purport is also something we read, and then Ramanuja Acharya has a very interesting one aspect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted from Ramanuja Acharya is Vaishnava Seva, or the importance of devotee association. So let's see what is the treatment Srila Prabhupada is giving. So if devotee by his achievement, if he become proud, it means he is not fit for taking shelter of lotus feet of the Lord. Okay? So what is the treatment? Srila Prabhupada is quoting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. And what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice? Tranadapi sunichena taror api sahishnona amani namanadena kirtanya sadahari. This amanitvam is a first symptom of knowledge. In 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where there are 18 items of the jnana or knowledge, one, the first one is amanitvam. This is here amanitvam. Never expect any respect from others, but give respect to all. This is Vaishnava. Never expect any respect from anybody, but give respect to all. Amanina mana deya. And the two other things is trina and aptrina. Trina means like a grass in a street. So trinadapi so nichena. Nichena means lower than that. So means more. More why? Because if there is a wind, the small leaf can go in an eye, it will give you trouble. But the devotee should never give trouble to anybody. Sunichena, tarorapisa, and be tolerant more than tree. Even those who cut tree gives the wood. This Krishna is glorifying the trees in Bhagavatam and comparing them to the Brahmins performing yajna. He said, these Brahmas are, these trees are better than these Brahmanas. Because the Brahmanas are not giving food to the hungry coward boys, but these trees are giving fruit, they are giving shade, and do you cut, they give you wood, so they are more doing good service. So Mahaprabhu said, and Srila Prabhupada said, when Srila Prabhupada was still as a day pharmacy, and one of his god brother, Adi Keshav Das Kapoor, once he told, so day you have any medicine really to practice devotional service and approach the lotus feet of Krishna? He said, yes. Prabhupada said, yes. What is that? And Prabhupada said, Tranadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishana amanina manade. This is the medicine by which we can chant holy name and we really attract the attention of Krishna. It is not that by our chanting we can approach to the lotus feet of Krishna. No. By our sincere chanting we attract the attention of Krishna, and by his mercy we can get his service. It's not that by our effort, but it is only we attract his attention. This is what Prabhupada translated as genuine cry of a child for mother. The child is crying for the attention of mother. So our chanting should be simply that how can we do so nicely that Lord should be, oh, who is chanting? Who is doing this service? So it is his mercy, causeless mercy, not our effort. So this Srila Prabhupada's purport here says, one should chant the holy name of the Lord in humble state. This is the translation. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Unless one is humble and meek, one cannot qualify to sit at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. One cannot qualify to sit at the lotus feet of. Krishna Prashtaya Bhutle. Where we chant for Prabhupada? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. One who has taken the shelter of Lord Vishnu. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. So, how much humbleness Prabhupada has. I'm just quoting one thing from Bhagavatam. In pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, when Dhruva Maharaj was ascending on the aeroplane, brought by the Nandan Sunanda from Vaikuntha, he said, stop. I want my mother to come because she has actually showed me the path to see the Supreme Lord. Well, they said, oh, your mother is going in the front aeroplane, don't worry. But Prabhupada writes, we may not be able to go to the Supreme abode of the Supreme Lord. But in future, one of our disciples or one of our followers, if they request like that, then we will be delivered. See the humbleness and meekness of Srila Prabhupada. This is simple one line Prabhupada has written in a purport that we may not be able to go, but some like Dhruva Maharaj, some disciple like Dhruva Maharaj, if we come to come, if the ship comes from their plane, and then he begged for our deliverance, that is only our hope. This is the world acharya, and he's riding in the fourth canto. It means already he has established this Khan, and he was well known all over the world. But what he's writing is something. At one stage, Prabhupada writes, people say, I have established this Khan. No. I am simply done this to please Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Because he asked me to do this service. So everywhere Prabhupada is so to tolerance and humble. I remember 2-3 years back here, these two stories was told by Vyasaki. How much tolerant Prabhupada was. He was traveling in an aeroplane. In those days there were smoking seats. And Pusht Krishna was the secretary. Somebody was smoking next to them. So they called twice the stewards. So asked her to stop. Asked him to stop smoking. Third time Pusht Krishna was... Prabhupada says, can't we tolerate this? We should tolerate this. This is the tolerance, how much tolerant he was. His tolerance, if we think that he was living with the people in America, a person from Vrindavan, a Vaishnava Tridandi Swami, is living with the people in America, and they were not knowing any etiquette of Vaishnavism, and he was tolerating all that. He was tolerating everything. Why? Because he only saw that they have little service attitude. There is a hope that if I offend that service attitude, they are looking for reality. So Prabhupada tolerated all these people. Now, if some drunkard come or some boys and girls come here like in the temple, we will really be furious like anything. And every day Prabhupada's audience were that type of people, and he was simply just speaking Shastra and praying to Krishna, how can their heart changes? So in a hospital, always patient come. It's not that the very healthy person come in hospital. So to the sadhus, really the people will come which are already completely devastated in their human nature, they will come for rectification, no? So on the garage, the car will come which is not really working. So if sadhu think that somebody will come already, you know, purified, then I will teach what is your use. Then he's already, we will always get that type of person, and then we are tolerant really to train them. That is the beauty. You don't expect that people will come here already knowing the whole Bhagavad Gita, and then why they will come to you? They will have their own business. So who is fit to sit at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu and who is not fit? This is the Mother Parvati's explanation. So actually she wants Chitraketu to be qualified to take shelter of lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So that was her curse, has this intention. Because this verse is so, from this verse it is really apparent that she wanted that, and therefore Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has written this word that yes, Supreme Lord wanted Chitraketu to go immediately to the Vaikuntha. So by one birth as a Virtasur, he just finished that. So this curse was a boon. Now, Sripad Ramanacharya's disappearance day today. In a Kali Yuga, as Kali Yuga started, very quickly there was a degradation in the spiritual practices and everything went negative. Simply Veda Vada Rata. They were interested in Vedas, but they are not following the purpose of Veda. So then we know, as a strategy, Lord Shiva appeared as, then Buddha appeared to bring from negative to zero, Sunyavad. Sunyavad is Buddha. He brought it to the zero, from negative to zero. Everything was going out negative, so he brought it to zero. And then came Madhvacharya. And this Madhvacharya, he said, no, then came Shankaracharya, which is Lord Shiva. He said, no zero, one, Advaitavad. So he came, he brought them from zero to one. So negative, zero, by Buddha, Sunyavad, then Nirvisheshvad. That is Nirvishesh. And these both, we saw Sunyavad and Nirvisheshvad. So Shankaracharya brought Nirvisheshvad. He brought it to one. Then came Madhvacharya. He said, no one, two. And then Ramanuja Acharya refined that furthermore. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he said, no, two, one and many. One God and many devotees in different mellows. So this is where the everything has evolved in Kali Yuga. And for 10,000 year golden era of Mahaprabhu, this one and many, many devotees. So when there are many devotees, then what should be our attitude? So this one verse teaching of Ramanuja Acharya is on the back of this page. I'm just reading this verse. Ya priti asita satatam bhagavan nama kirtane. Whatever love we have for chanting the holy name. Then he says, sa syat priti rahe tad bhakta nama sankirtan chava. Same love and affection should be for the name of devotee of the Lord. So Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, he has used, what Mahaprabhu has used, the three words, the perfection of our practices to please Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. As long as only we want to please Hari, we are really punished. If we are simply going to please the Hari and Guru, we are little elevated, punished. And when we really hear Ramanuj Acharya's teachings, this verse, next verse I am reading, His teachings are given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, teaching of Ramanujacharya. Two, three verses I just read. So this is Yapriti Syat. Whatever love and devotion you have for chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, may you now have the same love and devotion for glorifying the names of the devotees. That is actually called Bhaktamala. Bhaktamala, glorifying the devotees. There is a complete one book written in by the devotees in which even our all acharyas are glorified. It's called Bhaktamala of Nava. It's called Bhaktamala. So Giriraj Swami was telling one story that early days in Boston there was some people attacked the temple and there was a fight, and then in court there was a case, and Nanda Kumar, a very simple devotee, he was witness in a witness box and he was really confused that anything, what to do. He said, who were there at that time when this thing happened? Then he remembered, the Gopal Das was there, Dharam Das were there, Ram Das was there. So as soon as he started the naming the devotees which were with the supreme name of the Supreme Lord, he immediately got enlightened from our inside and he started speaking and we won the case. So simply Prabhupada wrote in a purport, like Narayan was name of the Ajamil son, so similarly we initiate the people and give the name according to the name of Vishnu or his devotees. Even somebody chant those names, he will be delivered. Even he chants the name of devotees, he will deliver. Actually, it is the devotees, they will help us to be delivered. Who is seen first? Who will be seen first? Why Mahaprabhu was standing in Jagannath Puri near Garudistam? Why not inside? If Lord Jagannath want to have a first look, where he will look for? Where is my Garuda? No? His eternal associate. Anybody who is near to the Garuda, he will be seen first. One who is near to him is just under the eyes. He can't really have a look on that. So, no, those who are near to the Prabhupada, they are really easily seen by Rasa Bihari. Very easily seen. So, always be near to the devotee. Because devotee is dear to the Supreme Lord. So, this is Ramanujacharya's teaching. Mahaprabhu has accepted this teaching from Ramanujacharya. That how we should have a love and affection for the devotees. So next, one other good verse is this.
Swadeshi kasya kayankarya vaishnavasya cha pratipatim saman krtva kinkarayam karyeta sada purva acharya uk vakyeshu vishwase naeva vartyate.
This is the one nice teaching of Ramanujacharya. Let's always serve your spiritual master and other Vaishnava by treating them with equal respect. Your spiritual master and all other Vaishnava with equal respect, number one. Have full faith in the words of previous acharya. Purva acharya ukta vakyeshu vishwasena. Have a full faith in the words of the previous acharyas. Then he says,
na vartyeta indriyanam kam karaschah devanisham samanya shastra nirato naiva tishte takadachan.
Do not spend your days and nights serving your senses. It means day and night you serve the Supreme Lord, our holy name. Ahar Nisha, day and night those are chanting holy name, they will never see Yamaraj. They are candidate to go back to Godhead. Except for spiritual literature, all other literatures are of no value. Don't look on any book except Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you really want some news, As everybody is interested in BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, this is ISKCON BBC, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is our BBC, everything is there, there's no need to go anywhere. Just, this is our all news. There's no, Sir Prabhupada was coming out from some program and outside in Bengal, some said, Prabhupada, this is very nice Bengali suite. Prabhupada said, there's only one Bengali suite, very nice. He said, what is that? He said, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is really Bengali sweet. It is in sweet Bengali. See, Bhagavad Gita speaks what Krishna says. What Krishna says, that is Bhagavad Gita. You can hear. What Krishna does is Bhagavatam. You cannot see. You cannot hear. You have to go inside, then you see in the home. What Krishna thinks, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the hierarchy. What Krishna speaks is Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna does is Bhagavatam, and what Krishna think is Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the hierarchy of understanding. So next verse is just we discuss. Karanam Bhagavata Praptir Mahabhagavata Ashriya Iti Matva Dridham Tesham Ajnayaha Vartet Sada. Taking shelter of the lotus feet of Mahabhagavat is the only means whereby one can obtain the Supreme Lord. Knowing this fact, you should follow his order with firm determination. So, these two things, what are the two things? One is Vaishnava Seva and other? Shuddha Bhakti and Vaishnava Seva. These are the two teachings of the Ramanuja Acharya, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted in Gaudiya Sampradaya. Shuddha Bhakti and devotional service to the devotees. So only there's a way to approach Supreme Lord is Mahata Pada Sevaya. So what is really we learn today from the verse of Bhagavatam about the curse of Chitraketu and teaching of the Ramanuja Acharya? Well, the whole history is big, is a full sampradaya. One thing, all these four sampradayas ultimately coming from Vedavyas. Vedavyas and then four. You know, Vedavyas is the on the top, and then the other four coming. It's like a cow which has a four udders, and from everything you get it is a milk. There's no difference. So don't discriminate. Or similarly, I usually say, teaching to our own devotees, in ISKCON movement, Prabhupada is like founder Acharya. All the other initiated in Gurunga are like the same nipples of the same nectar coming. Everything is same. You cannot say it is from a right nipple, this milk has come from the left, it's come from front, it's from back. No, it is same milk. If anybody discriminates, then he's offender. That's what Ramanuja Swami said. Ramanuja Acharya said, anybody who is discriminating is offender. So this is what really is the teaching of Ramanuja. If we take seriously at heart, that is the very quickest way to approach the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki. Time is over. Anybody has a comment or question? Yes, Prabhuji.
Pranam, sir.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Sir, I would like to know the means of Paryupaste. Paryupaste.
Paryupasate. Yeah. Very good. What is your name?
My name is Ajay Sharma.
Ajay Sharma, very good. So, this, how many temples you have visited in your life? Many.
Many times.
Very good. In every temple, there is a puja going on?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the pujari is doing puja?
Yeah.
Very good. That is called upasate. That is called upasate. Because they are doing puja just to maintain themselves. Pujari, you don't give salary, he will run away. Right or wrong? Huh? That is called upasate. Paryupasate, these brahmacharis are doing puja here. They are doing simply puja to develop love for Radha Krishna. They are just doing puja as a service. So that Paryupaste means doing the worship to develop love
and service to the Supreme Lord, not expecting anything. So upasate is everywhere, paryupasate is only pure devotional service. So paryupasate actually means it's our constitutional position to serve the Supreme Lord. So that is paryupasate. Paryupasate means worshipping Supreme Lord really as an obligation to reawaken our love for Him. That is the only religion. That's only religion. Otherwise, upasate is going. Upa means near. Aste means sitting. Sitting near to the Lord for what? For getting from the Lord or giving to the Lord?
Getting.
Everybody in the temple is getting from Lord. Give me, give me. These devotees are giving their life to the Lord. This is paryupasate.
Like a beggar.
This is paryupasate. Everybody is going in the temple. You ask, stand there, and anybody is coming, you give them for why you have come. I get this thing from Lord. Lord, please give me this. Give. They are coming like in a supermarket with a big list. Lord, please kindly do all this. But this is called upasate. Paryupasate means, Lord, I am here to give you everything. Deha geha. Deha geha. Manas deha ge jo kuch mor se arpelo toye nand kishore. This is paryupasate. This is the meaning of paryupasate. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Ajay Kumarji. You have a very nice question to know paryupasate, because this is the distinction between upasate and paryupasate. The same thing. Krishna is very, you know, he's twisted. He's not straight. So he says paryupasate. He says pariprashna. He doesn't say Parshnena, go to the Guru and ask which number in the lottery we should go. Guru, this is called Parshnena. Pariparshnena means transcendental inquiries, how to develop love for. It doesn't say Patena, it said Pranipatena. Every word has a very twist. Therefore, really, until unless some devotee explain it, it is not possible to understand. Hare Krishna. Yes, Ajay Kumarji.
My next question is, in all I heard to your pravachan, be nothing, do nothing, and fully devote to God, surrender to God.
Yes.
We must.
Yes.
We must.
Very good. But the last word is it?
मतलब ये कहना चाह रहा हूँ कि भगवान के सामने जब जाएंगे ये सरेंडर करके कि हमें कुछ होना नहीं है, कुछ पाना नहीं है.
दिस इज ओनली द धर्म. इन सिक्स कैंटो द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल धर्म भागवत धर्म इज नॉट इन द वेदास. उपासना इज फ्रॉम वेदास. पर्युपासना इज भागवत धर्म. उपासना इज वैदिक धर्म. This is another meaning of upasana and paryupasana. Upasana is Vedic dharma in which there is no confidential knowledge. Paryupasana is Bhagavad dharma. And what is confidential knowledge? Then also Srila Prabhupada writes, Sarvadharman Paritaja. This is most confident, Bhagavad dharma. This is not in the Veda. The Jaimini and other rishis which has compiled the upasana, they know, don't know this, because their mind is really dull. The word is dull mind. Their mind become dull just to collect the paraphernalia and do swaha. They are not interested really in Bhagavad dharma. So the another meaning of upasate and paryupasate is very good question. These things are, upasate is Vedic dharma, paryupasate is Bhagavad dharma, and we follow the Bhagavad dharma. Is okay?
As well as BBC. As well as BBC.
BBC.
We must follow.
Oh dear Krishna, we must follow BBC. So next time you should come like dhoti and kurta, okay?
Yes, sir. Already. Today.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
That today.
Be proud of.
We will. I will
be
today.
Proud in a spiritual dress.
I will today.
Very good.
I will today.
Yeah, this is a spiritual dress. Like you feel that, oh, now I am really something, Hare Krishna, something Das, das, anudas. Okay? I am the servant of servant of servants. Thank you very much, Ajay Kumarji. You have something to say, Prabhu? Yes. Is there permission? Few minutes? Okay. How can we serve you, Prabhuji Brahmachari? What is Brahmachari's name?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, आप बोल रहे थे हम लोगों को भक्तों के संग में रहने से हमारा अहंकार खत्म होता है लेकिन हम भक्त के साथ में रह के हमारा अहंकार खत्म नहीं हो रहा है तो फिर हम क्या भक्त का साथ नहीं कर रहे क्या
क्या नाम क्या है आपका
पांडु सुतदास प्रभु
पांडु सुतदास हरे कृष्णा व्हाट ही इज सेइंग इज बाय एसोसिएटिंग डिवोटीज वी शुड बी भक्तों के साथ रहने से हमारा क्या होना चाहिए
आप बोले प्रभु जी की भक्तों का संग करने से हमारा अहंकार खत्म होता है
हमारा अहंकार खत्म होना चाहिए लेकिन उनके रहने से हमारा अहंकार खत्म होता ही नहीं है
जी हाँ तो
वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन Well, somebody say bhakt, the association of devotee, bhakt sangh, doesn't mean that sit in a restaurant and eat together, I am associating with devotee. What is the definition of bhakt sangh? The Bhagavad says, the association of devotee means Krishna katha. The association of devotee means hearing Krishna katha. And that association of devotee with Krishna katha will first purify the heart and then develop attraction for Krishna. These are the prayers of I think Prahlad Maharaj in 5th canto, Narsingadev. Association of devotees is most important, he says. And that association means hearing Krishna katha. The next stage is heart cleaned and next stage is attraction for Krishna. So then association of devotee, we should be really, Rupa Goswami says, associate with Uttam Adhikari and serve him. Madhyam Adhikari, pay obeisances. Kanishtha Adhikari, respect from a difference. So we should be discriminative in association of devotees. It's not it's a flat rule. If we are associating with devotees who are of our level, how can we progress? So we have to associate with the standard is those who are new, we should be merciful. Those who are equal, we should be friend. Those who are elevated, we serve and learn. That is the standard of association. And third canto of Bhagavatam, there are 81 different type of devotees based on three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, ignorance, and mixture of these. Out of 81, those who are in goodness, they should be associated with. Those who are in passion, there's a devotee, he's chanting Hare Krishna, he's a tilak, but he is angry like anything, he's in mode of ignorance. There's a devotee, he's wearing tilak. Ramana says that they may have a dress, Vaishnava, but he is really in mode of passion. Where is money? Where is money? So he's only thinking where is money. So he's in made of mode of question. If you associate, then you will have the same thought going on in your mind. The mode of goodness. He's interested in study of the Vedic Shastra. He wants to discuss Bhagavad Gita. Association of devotee means when you meet devotee, you open Bhagavatam. So this is the verse. How can we discuss this? There is devotee association. Then the things will change. The devotee's association should make us humble. If it's not making, it means still we are not able to take full association of the devotees. Devotee association make us humble. How? How devotee association can make us humble? Anybody has to say something? How devotee association can make us humble? Yes? Well, in devotee association we know really how great is Krishna and what is our position. Once Brahmananda Prabhupada was saying, Prabhupada said, you are 1/10,000 of tip of hair. What is your position? Why you are, what you proud of? Huh? What is your position? You are 1/10,000 of tip of the hair. Huh? This is your position. So, if we really meet the devotees, they are like, they have done so much accomplishment for the movement, but still they are humble. If we associate with these devotees, then we will learn humbleness. They are very elevated spiritual position, but still they are down to the earth, and with the devotees sitting and walking and talking, that will make us humble. That how much they have done as a service to the Prabhupada, still they are so simple and humble to give us association. That will make us humble. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Granthraj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki, Śrīla Ramanuja Ācārya Tirobhāvatithi ki, Jai Gaur Premānande, Nityānanda Trodasi is coming ki, Hare Krishna.